Unit 3, High Class Society. Walter was set and ready for a big night out at the theater. He had been planning this day for a very long time. His brother Pete had let him know that he would have a 6-hour stopover while flying to Paris, and he would be able to visit Walter then. Walter had not seen Pete in 3 years and was delighted that his brother would have the chance to accompany him to the show. Originally, it was a problem finding a ticket for Pete, since he had purchased his ticket months ago and they had sold out very quickly. Walter highly doubted he would be able to acquire another ticket on such short notice, but after making some calls to his friends, he did finally find an extra. Walter got dressed into a newly pressed tuxedo and called his doorman to have the limousine waiting for him when he came downstairs. Though he was eager to see his brother in the performance at the theater, he took his time making sure that he had everything he needed before leaving. The limousine was waiting for him when he came down, and Walter directed the driver to take him to the airport at once. When he saw his brother waiting for him on the sidewalk, he was overwhelmed with excitement, and he ran quickly to embrace him. They caught each other up on what was going on in each other's lives. Walter was shocked to hear that Pete had changed jobs over the past year. He was now a professor of ethics at a prominent university in Los Angeles. He congratulated his brother many times over as the car brought them out to the highway. Once at the theater, Walter introduced his brother to some old friends and they all entered the auditorium together. The two brothers talked briefly as the curtains began to rise and rays of light shot up from behind the stage. Walter was very impressed with the technique used by the director during the performance. It was a unique experience for him that he felt was both elegant and interesting. During the intermission, Walter learned that Pete was not as fond of the performance as he was. He had many harsh criticisms of the lighting, acting, and props used during the first act. While every grain in his body ached to refute what his brother had said, Walter remained calm and patiently listened to his criticisms. After all, this was a reunion for the two brothers that Walter did not want to make unpleasant.